Well, Katya and Bernard, I want you first to tell me a little bit about yourself, and we'll start with you, Katya.
Okay, my name is Katja Schweder. I've grown up in a winery in Germany at the German Wine Street. I study economics. Last year I was German Wine Queen, and now one step higher at the BASF Wine Cellar.
Wonderful. And Bernard, tell me about yourself.
Yes, I'm Kellermeister in BASF Wine Cellars. BASF founded 100 years ago a wine cellar with today 1 million bottles of wine, more than 4,000 different wines, and the vintage is back to 1865, foundation year of BASF.
So if I just randomly pick a bottle out and have you taste it, you can tell me exactly when that was bottled and where and everything, right?
Of course not.
Well, I don't know what it takes to become at the level you are, but I'm doing my best to try to get there. Tell me a little bit about what we're going to experience here tonight at this reception.
So you will enjoy a selection of European wine accompanying a menu, and we will have very, very nice wines from Germany, of course, but also from Italy, from Spain and France. And in the end, outstanding dessert wine, but this I will not tell you now.
Be a surprise. Well, back to you, Katya. What does it mean to be the wine queen? What did you have to do to prepare yourself and to achieve that?
I mean, I love it to drink and I love it to enjoy wine. But to be a German wine queen, you need a lot of knowledge about wine. This is an old tradition in Germany. So there's a jury from the German Wine Economic. And having a lot of questions to all the girls who want to be the German wine queen. And after these 3 hours, questions and answers, you had the chance to travel around the world to represent. You are a kind of ambassador for wine, German wine. And you're the ambassador for all the wine growers, the wine region from my home.
So you've traveled a lot already?
Yeah.
Like how many countries or... not exactly, but I mean, how many do you think you've been in at this point?
I had in 1 year nearly 310 events. This was the most of them in Germany, but I was in Caracas, in Tokyo, in Sydney, New York, Singapore. So this was the most of them were events with the German embassy or with German wineries to say, I want to export the wine from Germany to other regions, and I was still there.
So, tell me what you want to do in the future.
In the future, to work for the BASF Wine Cellar. That's a fantastic job. We are a great team, and we have wonderful wines.
Well, I'm looking forward to the opportunity to sample whatever we have here tonight. I kind of like those Italian reds. I don't know what's on the menu, but we'll see. Anything else that you might want to say before we leave about BASF and what you do in the wine business?
So it's amazing, you know, BASF, you would not have the idea that there is a wine cellar. But these wine cellars were created in order to have the best selection of wines possible for the reception of guests, for customers, and of course for employees too. And it's always an honor for us to accompany those events, and we are very, very proud to be tonight in Washington with you.
Well, I'm looking forward to it, and just gotta love a company that's got that philosophy. And that's part of why we enjoy BASF. Thank you very much. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.